Welcome, everybody. Anthony Frieda here. Badum Biz. First solo episode of 2021. Here we are, new year. I don't know what that means. Doesn't mean much for me. It just means like, hey, go. You know what I mean? Just go. Do something. New year. I guess it's like a marker. It's kind of like, it all depends on what you do. The year can't do anything for you. You know what I mean? Like, okay, it's January or at the beginning of a new year. Fine. But that doesn't change my life. But if I can say, you know what? January 2021 versus January 2020. This is what I did. These are my accomplishments versus, you know, last year. That's what I think the new year means. You have to do something. And then, like, you can always, if you go with that approach, I guess, it's kind of like every year that comes, every time there's a new year, you can kind of approach it like that. And hey, if you like, can record this stuff, track it somehow, you know what I mean? Even like a little, I have a note app. I think I use Evernote. That's what I use. You know, I journal. I track things. I'll jot down ideas even. I have like a list of accomplishments, you know, all of that stuff is really good. It's really good for you to go and read. And because it's hard to remember things, you know, I mean, like there's this talk about, oh, being the present. And I think there's a lot of, there's a healthy benefit to that for sure. Staying in the present. The past is just a thought. In your mind. I mean, it doesn't exist. Like the past meaning doesn't exist right now. Right now is when you can make, you know, you could take an action and change something in your life. The future doesn't exist either. There's these concepts. I'm sure you've fucking heard about this shit. You know, it's just a perspective to take on. It's helpful. It's all about how you approach it and what you do, specifically what you do and the result of that. Here's what I think. Everybody talks about like, oh, what's your New Year's resolution? And some people, it's like, I want to lose 50 pounds or whatever. I want to lose 15 pounds. I want to get cut. You know what I mean? I want to get buff or, you know, big goals like that. I think to start your year off like that, and to hold yourself to that, I mean, think about it. It's like saying, I want to make $100,000 this year or something, or I want to make $1 million by the time in 5 years from now or something like that. That is just, it's just a thing that you say that you want, right? But, and it's almost like I wish it happens. But, I mean, what? Did you say, like, have you said anything? Have you done anything? Have you done anything to, like, figure out how to get there? And that's where I think our culture should probably evolve. You know, instead of making expressing it like a gesture of, oh, it's a new year, new beginnings, and I want this. All right, how the fuck am I going to get there? That's like, to me, that's way more important to think. So I'd rather say, and this is how I approached exercising, for instance, right, this year. Specifically, well, first, my reason for exercise was not most people's reason. My reason was like, well, I guess most people's reason, and for like talking for guys, oh, I want to have a beach body. And I want to, well, I don't know, be attractive or something like that. Hey, look. I'm not saying I don't want that. However, I'm 32. Like, I've had that thought before, and that didn't motivate me enough to like go and exercise consistently. I think what really did it was listening to people in their like 50s and 60s who are in shape, and they don't look 50 or 60, and they have like this, man, they still have this like essence of youth to them, you know, with the mentality of wisdom to them, you know. But it's not like when they speak, and these I'm talking about specific individuals who don't need to be named, but I think you can kind of visualize, and there might be somebody who you know about who fits this description. But these people, it's not like they're talking about their past and what they've done. And like there's nothing going on in the now, and they're just constantly their mental space is talking about their life and what they've done. No, these are the types of people that are talking about what's going on now and what they're doing now, right? And I bring that up because those people are incredibly healthy, and they talk about it from a health standpoint. They talk about fitness as a way of living your life healthy so that you feel good most of the time. I mean, like, it seems like a simple thought, but it would be the same as, like, I'm starting to look at it like this. If I were to walk, I live in New Jersey, right? So right now it's fucking cold, man. I hate January and February. Like, I just hate these 2 months, man. This is the worst time of year for me. It's cold, dude. It's fucking cold. And it's like, it's brutal sometimes, right? If I were to go outside, with like t-shirt and jeans, you know what I mean? T-shirt and shorts. Or even like no, just, you know, maybe I have a long sleeve, but no jacket. I mean, am I pursuing a healthy lifestyle? You know what I mean? Like, what do you think is going to happen? I'm probably going to get a cold and be sick all the time because I'm weakening my immune system. And you can't, germs are everywhere and you can't avoid them. So I kind of look at fitness like that. It's a simple thing. It's a simple part of your day to do some cardio, for instance, to work certain muscles, you know. And to get your, you want to get your body used to moving at a certain pace as well. So I run. I go to the local park and I run. I run the entire park. That was a goal that I didn't even intend on being a goal until I was in it. And what I mean by in it, I think the entire summer and towards the end of the spring, I just started walking this park and listening to great music. And it was just a great feeling. It was a nice escape. And I did that all the way to maybe around September, you know? And one day I was listening to music and it was like amping me up. And I just, the pace that I was going, I was like, I'm not satisfied, man. I think I gotta like run. And I think I just took off one day. I just started running, man. And it felt really good. However, I got tired. And I thought, what if I could condition myself and soak up the good part of that? And then at the end of it, just say, okay, a little bit longer and not push myself too much. Like take a reachable goal. So the goal might have been like, okay, I'm going to, if you were to say the park were a circle, I'm going to do an eighth or a fourth. I want to do a fourth of that circle. But for now, if I get to an eighth of it and I'm winded, like really, and I just can't go anymore, I'm just not going to push myself. Because I want this experience. Every time I do this experience, or I even think about that experience, when away from it, I want to be like, ooh, that was nice. That was good. I liked that, right? And then you can actually say, oh, that was an accomplishment, right? So I accomplished running an eighth of that park the other day. All right, it's 2 days later. Let's go do it again. Let's do an eighth again, right? I think I eventually, within days, was doing a quarter of the park. All right, let's do a half of the park. By the end of the month, I was running the entire park. And that's what that's where I'm at now. I probably could run a little bit more, but I stop at as soon as I get one complete circle. I think it's like a mile and a half or something like that. but I'm listening to music, and I think that's the part that I love the most. You know, sometimes I'll go off the path and run through the trees and stuff like that while listening to, like, I don't know, Radiohead, or sometimes I'm listening to Mute Math or the Foo Fighters. I remember listening to, like, Mumford & Sons. What else was I? Oh, I was listening to Disclosure, Jordan Rakai, Tom Misch. I mean, just great music that I love. Coldplay, you know. Just an enjoyable experience. So I took reachable goals, and I focused on what was enjoyable to me. And the music had something to do with it, for sure. Don't get me wrong. And by the way, I got myself to the point where I would wake up in the morning and go, okay, let's go to the park. Cool. I'm so amped. I'm going to listen to this album. And I listen to albums. I don't listen to like a playlist. I'll put on an album. And I'll get to the park. And guess what? I left my headphones. I don't have any headphones. And I'm like, fuck. God damn it. I kind of want to just go home. Right? And I said, you know what? No, that's not why I'm here. So this is one of the, and that was cool. That was a cool experience, because it was like, and by the way, I know this is a music podcast and I'm talking about, but I'm getting somewhere. Just hear me out. But at that moment, that was like, life could be like that, where, you know, just this is the situation, and I can either suck it up and do some real hard work, or not that it's hard work, but it's not the ideal. It wasn't part of the plan, and it's not going to be as enjoyable. However, there's an opportunity for growth, right? And by the way, I did that multiple times. I probably did that like four times or five times in the last few months. And it's one of those like simple mistakes, right? I did it though. I did it without music. I just listened to my breath. I think I put a hat on, you know, and covered my ears, because I just liked hearing the breath, and that's what I just focused on. And it was hard, don't get me wrong. It was very difficult. But I accomplished that, is what I'm saying. Okay. So the goal was consistency from the very beginning. That was the goal. Consistently go and run. That's it. That was the goal. And I expanded on my fitness with like doing like home workouts, you know, doing a lot of cardio, doing like body weight exercises. I mean, I found some shit. By the way, if you go on Instagram and you just type in home exercise or something like that, there are so many amazing, amazing individuals posting videos of them doing with great form, these really interesting exercises that are kind of, they're fun to do. They're just really challenging. But it's not like, you know, the intensity is not like balls to the wall the whole time. It's more about like balance and focus and form. So anyway, I've been doing stuff like that. I mean, I invested in some basic, you know, exercise equipment, you know, stupid shit like that. You ever, that perfect push-up thing is amazing, where it rotates on the way down, and you're rotating up and down with your push-up, and there are different ways of doing it. Holy shit, effective. Oh my God. And then I got this ab roller thing, which is it's fucking hard, man, but it's a great workout. And then so the goal was consistently do these types of exercises. It doesn't even have to be more than 5 minutes of exercise, to be honest with you. Maybe some personal trainer will say that's fucking not enough. And you know what? Maybe they're right. But the goal was not fitness per se. The goal was consistency. Consistently show up and do an exercise. You rotate. Like, I would go run. I really liked to run. But I was running too much, and I was feeling sore somewhere in my body. And I was like, oh, I'm overworking that part. Okay, so then let me stretch and do some of these body weight exercises. So it was like run one day, body weight the next day, run, body, you know, work on a different muscle group when you do the body weight stuff. I have been consistent with it. In fact, check this out. The goal was consistency. The result was fitness. The result was muscle development. And I look better. Like, I look more, I have muscle definition. I've gotten people go like, hey, have you been working out? Like, you look kind of, you know, and that's a fucking amazing thing when people just notice it, you know, on you. So if you think about it, now I'm 32 and now I'm thinking big goals, but these goals are not like New Year's resolution goals, meaning by the end of this year, I'm going to lose 50 pounds or by the end of this year, I'm going to have washboard abs, whatever. No, my goal is long term. And I thought, okay, by 40, I actually would like to be in better shape than I am now. And, you know, I want to be smart too. I don't want to be dumb. Like, meaning I don't want to abuse my body. Right? Like, so doing stupid shit for the sake of doing a stupid thing. Like for instance, that could be something that there's a risk of injury. Like, that's the stuff. I don't necessarily need to do it. You know what I mean? There's a guy at the park when I'm running. I ran past this dude, and it was pretty amazing. But there are these, like, pull-up bars, and one is higher than the other, and they're next to each other. This guy was fucking, he had his, like, feet on the higher one, and he was stretched across with his hands on the lower one, and he's doing push-ups. And don't get me wrong, it looked impressive, right? But as I'm running, I'm thinking about it. What is he gaining from that? You know what I mean? Because you could just do that on your couch. That's essentially, he was just, there was weight and gravity. But you could, I mean, maybe it's not exactly the same, but there's no risk when you're doing it with your feet up on your couch or something like that. So I thought about it. I'm like, is that just attention? Like, hey, look at me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. That shit to me is like, dude, what if you slip? Dude, you're literally going to land on your face. And I thought, man, broken teeth, fucking possible surgery. Like, I was like, fuck that. No way. Not necessary. You know what I mean? So, you know, just consistency was the goal. The result is fitness. And just smart fitness, by the way. Like, smart exercise. Not overdoing it, right? Because it's more of a mental game than it's more mental health, I imagine. And not mental health as far as psychology. I mean like having a thought and being able to pursue whatever that idea is, goal, and then consistently show up for it, because it's not something I could just turn on, right? Like, I can't just flip a switch and be like, I'm going to run 8 miles today. I don't have that button, right? But I can say, you know what? I usually run a mile and a half. I'm going to do 2 miles. Okay. And then maybe 3 months from now, I could do 2.5 to 3 miles. Great. And then maybe 2 years from now, I could do 8 miles. And hey, and by the way, it's like, do I need to get there soon? No. Why? It's just a number. So, if anything gets in the way of me showing up to consistently work out, and that thing could be just expectations that are too high for myself, like realistically, then I'm not going to do that, right? So, anything that you could psych yourself out with, why do that? You know what I mean? Just... it's like, because you know how, you know what happens with people with their resolutions, they get this big ass, you know, expectation of a goal, and then they can't consistently do that, and then what happens? They fall off. And it's almost like this wishful thinking, like, I hope I don't fall off. Well, you set it up so that you fell off. It was just too much to consistently show up for. So smaller goals, man. Smaller goals and consistency. All right. Enough about that. But you can apply that same mentality of just consistency is the goal. The result is, you know, being better at a skill, for instance, and that skill could, I'm a drummer. So like consistently practice a couple exercises daily, that, you know what I mean? That could be like for no more than like 10 minutes. If you do that consistently every day, you know, the goal is to do it, right? The result will be, and who knows what it could be. If it, let's say single strokes at whatever metronome speed, double, then doubles, then paradiddles, and then whatever the fuck. You know, in different dynamics, okay, pianissimo, piano, mezzo forte, and then whatever. If I do that every day, the goal is consistency, not perfection. That's the other thing. Low tempo. So like reachable, like the exercise, I can do the exercise and it's reachable. It's not like I'm pushing myself or whatever. If I do that every day, like 3 months later, I'll probably feel more control in my drum strokes, all of my drum strokes. That's the result. But that wasn't the original goal. It's almost like you're tricking your brain into getting where it wants to by focusing on the thing that's going to keep you doing it. You know, that's how I'm thinking about it lately. But that's that. That's that. Yeah. 2021, whatever the fuck, you know, it's a new year or whatever. Sure. Great, great new year. But like, make it different. You know what I mean? Make your life different. Don't just make the year different, you know, little things. Okay. I wanted to do a solo thing because just wanted to share that shit. And then I haven't done one in a while, and I have like 16 channels of mics now. So I think I have around my drum kit, I have so many mics. I probably have like 12 or 13. So now I can like demonstrate certain things. So I'm going to play a groove, and I'm going to use kick, snare, hat. And I'm just going to play like, here, I'll just play a beat, and this will just be those mics, kick, snare, and hat. Okay, so that was just those mics, right? I'll play it again, and now I'm going to use, I'll just play it shorter so you can hear the overhead mic. So I have a mic on my left above the kit and a mic on my right above the kit. And it's meant to capture sort of the above overall sound. All right, so those are the overheads. Now I have a mic a little bit across the room to capture the room, the drums and how they sound in the room, like from right in front of the kit. Here we go. All right, now I'll play again. Now I'm going to do, I'll like fade in. I'm going to start. You're going to hear just kick, snare, hat, and then I'm going to fade in the overheads slowly. And you can hear how everything mixes together. Thank you. All right. Now I'm going to do the same thing. Start with kick snare hat, and I'll end the a little bit of the overheads, and I'll fade in that room mic. Here we go. There's that. So the reason why I wanted to show that is because I don't know, some people probably don't understand how drums are recorded. So like when I before when you heard the kick, the snare, and the hi-hat mic, you heard a mic literally to actually I have two mics right in front of the bass drum to capture it in different ways. So if you were on a film set, the reason why they'll take like hours to do one scene, like 4 or 5 hours to do one scene, and the actors have to constantly do the lines and act out that scene over and over again, is because they'll change the camera angle. Maybe the actors will stand in a different position or something like that, different lighting, whatever. They are trying to essentially get that scene. It's called coverage. So they want every possible angle, lighting, differences in lighting, maybe even the way that certain lines are said. I don't know. I think this is correct. But the idea is that when they are editing the movie later on, they're putting the scenes together. They're not limited by what they did in the simplest way. One camera angle, say the lines, great, we have it. Well, what if the flow of the cinematography, maybe it would be better if you had all these options? And that's what they do. They kind of set themselves up so that when they're editing months later, they have a lot to work with. So the reason why I bring that up is my kick has a mic in front of it. Here it is. Two of them, actually. Here's the inside kick. Here's like the outside kick mic. Here's the snare. I have a snare on top. And then I have a snare mic. I'm sorry, I have a mic on top. And then here's the mic on the bottom of the snare. All right. I was playing the hi-hat, right? Here's a hi-hat mic. So basically, it's like if the camera was faced at the bass drum right in front of it. Or if you think about a camera being placed and you only see. Now turn that into your ear. So you only hear from right there. The same with the snare mic, right on top of it. You hear from right there. And these mics are designed to not pick up anything outside, really, that what it's aimed at, right? They're called dynamic mics. And then same with the hi-hat. Right, it's like your ear was right on top of the hi-hat. Okay. So then the overhead mics are designed as they're more sensitive ears. They can hear more, basically. Not just right in front, but they can hear the entire space. Now they won't pick up every deep low frequency, for instance, but the best mics, that's why mics can get really expensive, because they pick up so many frequencies and they could be really sensitive. So if you place the mics in the right place, I actually have to measure from the snare drum each one of those mics, make sure they're the same distance. Basically, it's coverage. You're getting a great sound of the entire kit right above it. And then the room mic, of course, which is across the room facing the kit in front of it, it's getting those frequencies that are bouncing off of the walls, and it's getting a different distant sound, but it's not too distant. And by the way, like, again, all this is coverage. So I'm not going to leave, you know, if let's say a normal volume is, if it's 1 to 10 or 0 to 10, 0 is we can't hear it at all. Might as well be muted. 10 is like too fucking loud. And then 5 is just right. I'm not going to leave every one of these mics on at 5. Because It'll just be some mics are, they'll take over other sounds, right? So we want to blend them in. You know, that room mic may be at like a three or a two. Snare will be at a five. Kick will be at a five. Overheads might be at a four or a three. This is just to get, you have to actually build the I guess the, if we were to make, if you were going to think about the sound of a kit in a room, you know, stand in front of a drum set and have a drummer play, you can hear everything, right? So we want to build, we have to actually reconstruct what those drums would sound like in that room. It's not easy to do. It really, truly is not easy to do. The reason why they want to do this is because there are other sounds but the drums on the recording. Like, go listen to any song. There's a lot of guitar a lot of the times. There's bass. Sometimes there's so much piano or even synth keyboards. So you need coverage for that snare drum to get all of its features, every little detail. I have a tom mic for each, a mic for each tom. Here's the floor tom. Here's the rack tom in front of my snare. And then I also, by the way, have the floor tom is actually a snare in itself. I can flip on snares. Now I have this fat snare like this. And I also have a snare to my left. It's kind of like a lower pitched, kind of drier thing. Here, that's what it sounds like. Yeah. And then, you know, I could change the sound a little bit. Maybe like this. Let's see. Yeah, it's pretty cool too. All of this is for options and color and depth. You know, all this is how, this is what recording is. This is what recording drums is like. So I just wanted to kind of see if I can show you guys what that is and describe it. And I know you're listening, but hopefully it's helpful. And it was cool to just check in with you guys. I'm still here. You were listening to a lot of guest episodes, and thank you to all of my guests, of course, and thank you for all the listeners too. Like, thank you for taking the time to listen to the show. I hope you're really enjoying it. I'm enjoying doing it. And reach out, email badumbiz@gmail.com. Like, reach out to me if you could say anything. You say, you could tell me I hate what you're doing. That's fine. You can tell me that. That's fine. Or like criticism. You know, hey, I don't like when you do this. I don't like the way you do this. That's fine too. Yeah. I'll be. There's more episodes. I just did a bunch of before the year was over. I just did a bunch of guest recordings. So there's always going to be more guests. And yeah, a few guests are going to be in studio too as well. So which is great. As you know. Yeah, so thanks for listening, everybody. And badum biz to you.